Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabbosai. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Gimel. Today's shir is again Ibischus Rafu Shalema for Nami Meira Bas Shoshana Rivka Reizel and Rafu Shalema for Shira Bas Dvora Leah, as well as Lili Nishmas, all the Kedushim. Today is or was Yom HaZikaron in Eretz Yisrael. So certainly the shir is Ibischus all the Kedushim who gave their lives so that we could live in Eretz HaKedusha. Okay, we're two lines up from the bottom here. On Beis Mabeis by Ravashi. We've been talking about, if you remember, the Masechta starts off talking about the Chiyuv to separate and quarantine the Kohen 7 days before Yom Kippur. We pointed out there's a similar phenomenon by the Parah Aduma. And we said that the source of that halacha is from the Miluim, from like we just read in Parsha Shmini, 7 days before the Chanukah and Mishkan, Aaron and the Kohanim were quarantined for those 7 days. We pointed out there's a Gzeres Shava, a Pasuk. Probably could have to read the Pasuk just because it'll come up again. Let's see here. On Beis Amud Aleph, right? The Pasuk says, Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh, just like you did on this day, meaning the day of the Miluim, Tziva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Alechem. Hashem has commanded you to atone for yourselves. And we use the word Lasos to teach me about the Parah Aduma, and the word Lefechiper to teach us about Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is basically in the middle of discussing, how do you know the word Lefechiper connects to Yom Kippur? Maybe it should connect to some other chag, to some other holiday. Right? We've gone through a couple of suggestions, and we're in the middle of suggesting that maybe it should be Shmini Atzeres. They should separate the Kohen 7 days, right, throughout the entire Sukkos, right, in preparation of the korbanos that he's going to bring on Shmini Atzeres. So Rav Ashi gives another reason, right? We just said before that there's a drasha of Rav Mesharshia that says it has to be hazeh, because that it has to be exactly like this. The Yom Kippur service was exactly like the service by the Yom HaMiluim, by the Yom HaMiluim. But Rav Ashi says another reason why he can't be talking about Shmini Atzeres. He says, Amar mi ika midi deika rega lo bai prisha, Tafel Diday Bayu Prisha. We pointed out yesterday, but let's just review it. It doesn't make sense because Shmini Atzeres is secondary to Sukkos. Right? Shmini Atzeres, right? Kosh Baruch Hu says, Kosh Elai Predaschem, it's hard for me to leave you, for you to leave me, so stay another day at Shmini Atzeres. So it doesn't make sense that they wouldn't have to quarantine the Kohanim for Sukkos, which is the Iker Regel, which is the main holiday. But they would have to quarantine the Kohanim for Shmini Atzeres, which is the secondary, subsidiary holiday. So that doesn't make sense. And even if you say, according to the one who says that Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday, that's only for six different things, which you can use the abbreviation of Pazar Kashav, which we'll explain in 1 second. But Avalinya Tashlumen, but in terms of Tashlumen, of making up a Korban, if you miss the Korban Chagiga for the first mission, for Sukkos, that you are able to make it up on Shmini Atzeres, but Tashlumen Rishonu, meaning Shmini Atzeres is a Tashlumen, is a day that you can make up this Korban, right? If you miss the Sukkos Korban, of Korban Chagiga on Sukkos, you can still bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Right? Who did the Tzan? Because we learned in the Mishnah, Mi Shelo Chag B'Yom Tov Ri HaRishon Shel Chag. If you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, Chogeg V'Holech Kol Regel Kulo, you can bring it the entire Yontif, the entire Chol HaMoed, V'Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag. You can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. So you see again, and just in the phraseology of that Mishnah, Shmini Atzeres is secondary, is Tafel to the rest of Sukkos, right? The rest of Sukkos is the main time to bring the Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. You can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Right, so Mistam, it doesn't make sense that you should have to separate the Kohen for the Korbanos on Shmini Atzeres when really you see that it's secondary to Sukkos. Now, what's Pazar Kashav? What are those six ways that Shmini Atzeres is unique? So Pei stands for Pious, which is a lottery. They used to make a lottery for the Kohanim who were in the Beis HaMikdash to do the different avodas. And they would have one lottery for, let's say, for Sukkos, and then they would have a separate lottery for Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Zion is Zman. It has its own Shechianu. Reish is Regel. The Rashi says it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo, but that is a big discussion in the Rishonim in terms of who cares. Right? We call it its own holiday. So what does that mean? So what? What's the difference? So again, there are a bunch of different possibilities. It could be that since we don't sit on the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, I mean, there's no mitzvah to live in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's Rashi elsewhere. Tosos, Rabbi Tam has a couple of possibilities over here. Let's see, I forget already what he says. I'm trying to just find it quickly. All right, everything, you can look at Tosos Pazar Koshav, and he explains it. Okay, not sure. Okay, meaning if you look at the Rebbeinu Tam, he says over here, bracha b'lifnei atzmo, berachas hamazon, v'tfilah, okay, that's what it is, right, that's right. Let's say just one of them, right, the zechiyah of lina. We know that after Ali L'Regel, a person has to come to Yerushalayim, and there's a mitzvah lina that he has to sleep over in Yerushalayim until the next day. He shouldn't just get out of there right as soon as Yom Tov is over. So Shmini Atzeres also has that chiyuv of lina in addition to the other Yomim Tovim. Okay, so that's there's more to say, but that's pretty good. All right, Ayin Shama that Tosos. So that's Reish. Kuf is its own korban. It has a different korban than Sukkot, right? It has its own korbanos. Shin is Shir, has its own Shir Shal Yom. And Beis, finally, is Bracha. Rashi says that apparently there's a minhag to make a Bracha to bless the king, fascinatingly enough, to bless the Melech on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, fine. Again, if you look at the Tosfos, it says that I think bracha is that in Shmona Esrei and in benching, right? You'll say Yal V'Yavo, you'll mention Shmini Atzeres, right? The tefillah is a little different, right? You say Bishmini Chag Atzeres Atzeres, whatever, instead of Sukkos. Okay, so that's Pazar Kashav, meaning Shmini Atzeres is in fact its own holiday, but it is subsidiary and secondary to the Chag HaSukkos. Okay, back in the Gemara. Ve'im Atzeres. Well, now the Gemara suggests, why don't we stop? Why don't we quarantine the Kohen 7 days before Atzeres, before Shavuos, right? Because the Prisha Shivas Yom Liom Echad Hu, because it's separating the Kohen 7 days for 7 days before 1 day of Avoda, right? That was the requirement, if you remember, on Amud Beis, that the holiday should comprise 1 day, just like we had by the Miluim. So that a Shavuos qualifies. It's only 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, obviously. It's only 1 day, so you could separate the Kohen 7 days for 1 day. So Amar Abba, done in par echad v'ayel echad, mi par echad v'ayel echad. The korbanos of the Miluim and Yom Kippur are the same, because you had one par, you had one cow, and you had one ayel, one ram. That was the same korban. Lafuke, so that excludes the Tzeres, because the avoda, the korbanos on Shavuos are a little different, because you have shnei elim ninhu, because you bring two rams along with the shtei alecha. So that's a little bit different. So therefore, it makes more sense to connect Yom Kippur and the Mei Miluim. So Gemara says, okay, well that works only if you hold that the korban on Yom Kippur was one ram and one cow. Right? Hanichal mandamer Yom Kippurim ayel echad hu. Right? That, according to the mandamer who says that on Yom Kippur there was only one ram, that's great. Al mandamer shnei elim ninhu. But according to the mandamer who says that there were two rams, so ma'ikil meimar. So what are you going to say? The Tanya, like within the Brisa, Rabbi Omer Ayel Echadu. The reason why you have this machlokas is because if you're familiar, the Torah talks about the holidays in two different places, in Vayikra, in Emor, and also in Bamidbar, in Pinchas, right? In the Kriyas of Torah, right? As you're familiar, generally on Yom Tov comes from those two parshios. So it mentions an Ayel on Yom Kippur twice. And the question is that the same Ayel? Or is that a different ayil? So that's what Rebbe says. Rebbe says ayil echad hu. Right? It's only one. Right? It's the same ayil. Ha'amar kan hu ha'amar b'chumash b'kudim. Right? The same ayil that they mention in Vayikra is the ayil that they mention at the end of Bamidbar. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, he says no. Shnei elim dinu. Right? Shnei elim him. There are two rams. Echad amar kan ve'echad amar b'chumash b'kudim. Right? Where do you find that the Torah goes over and mentions a korban twice? It doesn't make sense. That doesn't happen. So if it mentions two different rams, it must be two different korbanos. So how does that work? Meaning if you hold according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, so the korbanos of Yom Kippur and the Miluim don't line up because you have two rams similar to Shavuos. So the Gemara says, "Filutim Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon." No. That you can even hold like according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, because Hasam Chad Chovas Hayom Chad Musafim. Because even if you hold that there are two rams on Yom Kippur, one is brought for the chiyuv of the day for Yom Kippur, and one for the korban musaf. But lafuk etzeres t'tervayu chovas ayom nenu, because by Shavuos, both the rams are brought together with the shtei lechem, so they're like one. They're one unit. It's one offering. It's one service. Whereas the rams and Yom Kippur would be brought at different points of the day, served different purposes. And that's why you can still say it's one ram, quote unquote. Even technically, there are two rams offered on that day because there's one ram for the chiyuv of the day for Yom Kippur. Okay, Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we say now again, suggesting we're going through basically all the list of all the chagim. Why don't we say that we should separate the Kohen for Rosh Hashanah, right? 7 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Prisha Shiva Yom Echadu. It's also separated for 7 days for one day. Right? Rosh Hashanah, yes, Einach Einami, it's 2 days, but as the Gemara says, as we'll learn soon, Mitzvah Shem, it's Yom HaRichta Dami. It's really considered to be one long day, right? You don't... I don't want to say that. Okay, but it's really considered, luckily, to be one long day. So how does that, maybe that should be where we should separate the Kohen? So Rabbi Avo, done in Parva Ayel Shalom, mi Parva Ayel Shalom. Lafugi Yatzeres Rosh Hashanah Ditzibur Ninu. The offerings, the korbanos on Yom Kippur, and the korbanos that Aaron brought for the Miluim, for the Chanukas and Mishkan, were similar in another way, in that they were brought from his own money, that Aaron had to buy it himself, as opposed to the korbanos that are brought on Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah that come from the funds of the Tzibur, right, which is finished Maseches Shkalim. It talks about where you get the money for the korbanos of Tzibur. So that was the financing, right? The financing came from the Tzibur for those holidays. Therefore, it makes more sense to learn Yom Kippur from the Miluim. So the Gemara once again says that, okay, that only works if that's how you hold, right? If you hold that the korban that the Kohen Gadol brings the korban from his own money. So ani chalman damar kach lecha mishalcha. That only works if you hold that the words kach lecha and asei lecha mean that you have to take it from yourself, meaning that those two are the two psukim, those are the two phrases we have by Yom Kippur. And you have to make, not necessarily by Yom Kippur, but you do find it, well, you do find it by Yom Kippur. I'm just trying to find the pasuk over here. It's not exactly, but by Yom Kippur it says Asher Lo, and we're going to use that drasha in a second to teach me that it belonged to Aaron. But basically what this is saying is that that only works if you hold that Aaron or the Kohen Gadol has to pay for the korbanos on Yom Kippur. Elamanda Amar Mishal Tzibor, but if you hold that those psukim mean that the Tzibor has to pay for them, and therefore the Kohen Gadol does not pay for them for the korbanos on Yom Kippur. So my ikal meimar. What are you going to say? Right? How are you going to? Why is Yom Kippur any better than Rosh Hashanah? Because you don't have that similarity to the Mei Hamiluim. Detanya, like we'll end up right. So kach lecha mishalcha, v'asei lecha mishalcha. Those two phrases indicate that the money has to come from you, from the person that Hashem is speaking to. So, Rashi actually quotes an interesting example, not from the Kohen Gadol, but the first Rashi on the Amud says, "Asei lecha shtei chatzotzos kesef." Hashem told Moshe, "Make for you two trumpets of silver." And Hashem was essentially telling Moshe to take his own money and make it. So, according to that opinion, that's what that connotes. So, kach lecha means yours, asei lecha means from your money, v'yikhu elecha mishal tzibor. But that phrase, v'yikhu elecha, for example, shemen zaitzach, right, kasiz lamor, that means that the money comes from communal funds. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. But Rabbi Yonasan, Omer, Rabbi Yonasan says, no, bein kach lecha, bein v'yikhu elecha mishal tzibor. Both of those phrases mean that the money comes from the tzibor, from the communal funds. So the korban on Yom Kippur does not come from the Kohen Gadol's funds, it comes from the tzibur. Right? Umatam alom or kach lecha. So what does it mean when the pasuk says kach lecha, take for you? So kibiyacho, it says if Hashem is saying mishalcha ani rotze yosim mishalahem, then Hashem was trying to be nice to Moshe, saying, listen, I would love it if you gave your own money, that the tzibur can be mechaper for your money, but it wasn't a requirement for Moshe to take his own funds. So Abba Chanan says mishum Rabbi Elazar kosov echad. Omer, one pasuk says, "Vasei lecha aron eitz," that you should make for yourself an aron. This is by the Luchos. You should make for yourself an aron. Uksiv echad, because of echad. Omer, another pasuk says, "Vasu aron atzei shitim," that they made an aron for the Mishkan. So, okay, so how does that work? Bizman she Yisrael osin ritzon shel makom, kan bizman she ein osin ritzon shel makom. Meaning, lechora, according to this implication is that it was the same Aron. The same Aron that Moshe made for the Lukos, where they used for the Mishkan. So, Agav, if I'm not mistaken, that's not it. It's something agreed to by everybody, but okay, this Gemara seems to imply it's the same Aron, or at least the same wood, or the same components. So how does that work? Meaning, did it belong to Moshe? Did it belong to the masses? Right? It says, Asisa, Lecha, you should make it, Moshe. And then it says, Ve'asu, and they made it. So who made the Aron? So again, as it darshans out very nicely, that when Bnei Israel are doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, then it belongs to all of us. Right? It's as if we are, we have funded the Aron when we're emulating its properties. But when we're not, Rachman al-Tzlan, so then it's as if it's just Moshe's. But either way, Rabbi Yonason seems to say, says very clearly that the korban of Yom Kippur did not come from the Kohen Gadol's pocket. So, why do we therefore compare the Yimei Miluim to Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, "Ad kan lo pligi ela bekichos de alma vasius de alma," because they're lamaisa. They're not. They're only talking about other stam cases of taking and making. Kichos de alma kach lecha samim, and the kach lecha that they're talking about the machlokas is by the samim, by the ketores. Asiyus de alma ne asay lecha that they're arguing about is asay lecha sheish chatzotzo kesef. And the machlokas is only by the ketores and the chatzotzos. Aval hinucha hanach, but over here prushikam efarish. If you look at the psukim, it's clear de mishelecha who that it came from Aaron's money by the miluim. Michti, let's see, Ksiv, it says, Vel B'nai Yisrael tzedaber lemur, Kuhu siris yam lachatas. So B'nai Yisrael, it says, take this seer, Vayomer el Aharon, and then Hashem said to Aaron, Kach lecha, Egel ben Bakar, lachatas. Right? Hashem said, all right, Am Yisrael, take this korban, and then he spoke to Aaron, specifically, take that chatas. So Lamali, why would you need to say that, specifically to Aaron? So clearly, Shmarina, Kach lecha, Mishalcho, right? It must have been that Hashem, Dafka, wanted Aaron to pay for the korban, by the miluim. And by Yom Kippur, by Yom Kippur, let's see, it says, "Bezos yavo Aaron el kodesh befar b'makar l'chatas." This is how Aaron should come to the kodesh with a cow, right, for a chatas. And then the pasuk says, "Meis adas Yisrael yikach shnei sirizim l'chatas v'ikriv es par chatas asher l'chatas kama." And from Bnei Yisrael, take two goats for a chatas. And then the pasuk says, "V'kriv es par hachatas asher lo," that Aaron brought his cow for a chatas. So what do you need to tell me there? Lamali. So what do you need to tell me asher lo? I mean, we got it. Right, the Torah said. So the Shema Mina must be Hailo Mishalohu, from the fact that the Torah reiterated that it was Aaron's. Right, that meaning Aaron should come to the Kodesh with a par chatas, and then I say he should bring the cow that was his. So clearly the emphasis there is specific that Aaron and the Kohen Gadol should bring the korban from his own money. Okay, so then we're back. That's how you compare the Yemei Miluim to the Yom Kippur, because again, it has a one-up on Rosh Hashanah, and that the Kohen Gadol brings the korban from his own money. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi gives another answer. Why Rosh Hashanah is less likely to be the connection to the Yemei Miluim than Yom Kippur. Done in par lechatas va'ayel la'ula, mi par lechatas va'ayel la'ula. Because by the Miluim and by Yom Kippur, the cow is for a chatas, and the ram is for an ola. But lafuki Rosh Hashanah v'atzeres that ravayu olos ninu. But by Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, both the ram and the cow are a korban ola. So you see that that's not exactly the same korban. That's not exactly the same procedures. Therefore, it makes more sense to connect Yom Kippur to the Miluim than Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Ravina Amar. Ravina gives another answer. Done in avoda b'kohen gadol, may avoda b'kohen gadol. Makes much more sense to connect an avoda that was done by the kohen gadol in both cases, right, by the miluim and by Yom Kippur. But lafuke kulut kushyosan delo of the delav avoda b'kohen gadol inu. And you shouldn't connect the miluim to any of the other possibilities that we suggested, because the kohen gadol does not necessarily bring all the korbanos. Excuse me, on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, or Shavuos, or Sukkot, or Pesach, right? All those, and it makes much more sense to connect an avoda from the Kohen Gadol to the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. V'igudam, right? Some people say that Amar Ravina, that Ravina's answer was no, not what we just said, but he actually said that Donin avoda tchila made avoda tchila. That makes more sense to connect a first avoda to the first avoda. La fuke honey, to exclude these, all these other holidays, to la tchila nenu, that were not Well, the first avodas. The Gemara says probably what you're wondering. My tchila. What do you mean first? So ilay matchila b'kohen gadol. If you tell me that it's done by the first kohen, the kohen gadol, zainuka maisa. That's exactly what Ravina said the first time around. So why would you need another ikad amri? Why would you need another version of Ravina's statement? So ella must be avodat tchila b'makom. It must be the first time they did the avoda in a specific place. Right? The miluim was the first time that Aaron did the avoda in the Mishkan. On Yom Kippur, it was the first time that a Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. That was in a certain place. It was the first avoda, therefore it makes sense to connect it to. Okay. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Am Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, right now, again, if you remember, we were learning Yerushalmi, so whenever it said Ki Asa or there similar thereabouts in Shkalim, it meant that when someone came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Now we're learning Talmud Bavli, so Ki Asa, when Rav Dimi came, it means he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, right? Now it's backwards. Or back to how we're used to it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan by saying, Masni Chada, that this pasuk, that if you remember at the beginning, that I quoted on Beis Min Aleph, by the pasuk of Kasher Tziva Hashem Lasos, what is it? Cannot find it. Let's see here. Kasher, where is it? Kasher Asa Bayomazet, Siva Hashem Lasos Techaper Elechem. We use the word Lasos to teach me Paraduma, and Vechaper to teach me Yom Kippur, that you have to separate the Kohen 7 days before both of those things. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada. He said, no, there's only one drasha here, and he's only one separating. Of the coin gadol, you don't do it for both of those cases. You only do one. Rishub and Levi masni tarte. Rishub and Levi taught both. Right, that you have to separate it for both the paraduma and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says now if you chazur yesterday, so you'll notice, and the Gemara will ask this in a second, that it was actually Rabbi Yochanan himself who just said that there's really only one drasha from this pasuk. It was Rabbi Yochanan yesterday who said that there are two drashas from this pasuk for both to the paraduma and to Yom Kippur. So why does he say there's only one now? Okay, the Gemara will ask that in a second. But until we get there, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada, Rabbi Yochanan learns only one drasha. Lasos lachaper elu maisei yom ha-kippurim. Meaning there's only one time a year where you have to separate the kohen 7 days before. That's Yom Kippur, not by the paraduma. He doesn't hold of that halacha. Rabbi Shuben Levi Masni Tarti, he holds there are two of them. Lasos elu me para lachaper elu me yom ha-kippurim. Right, that's like we learned yesterday, that you have both of those cases learned out from the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada, so the Gemara has now asked the question we just pointed out. One second, Rabbi Yochanan says there's only one. V'anetzah, we learned in the Mishnah, right? Shivas Yamim Kodem. Not yet, but still, how does Rabbi Yochanan only learn one drasha from this pasuk? Right? We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, right, for 7 days, Shivas Yamim Kodem Yom Kippurim, Shivas Yamim Kodem Misrifas Apara. Right? The Mishnah say that there is a halacha. There is such a thing. 7 days before Yom Kippur, 7 days before the Paraduma. So what do you mean he only has one drasha? So simply, the Gemara answer is, Maila Ba'alma really is just a Maila, right? It's just a Chumrah that they did by Paraduma. In Echanami, the Halacha exists, but it's not a Din D'Araisa, not from the Pasuk. Now the Gemara asks, what about, didn't Rabbi Yochanan himself say there are two drushes? V'ha'am Rabbi Miyomi Bar Chilkiya, Am Rabbi Chasya Bar Hidi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kasher HaSabayom HaZeh Tziva Hashem Lasos HaKaper Alechem, that's the Pasuk. Lasos Elu Maisa Parah LaKaper Elu Maisa Yom Kippurim. Right, didn't Rabbi Yochanan himself say there are two drushes from this Pasuk? So the Gemara says, yeah, in Echanami, Ahu to Rabbi. Right, that was his Rebbe's Shita. But he actually disagrees. He holds there's only one drasha. Asa Ravin, because when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, he said in Rabbi Yishmael's name, Lasos Elu Yimei Para Lachaper Elu Maiseh Yom Kippurim. Right? It's really Rabbi Yishmael's sheet there who says that there are two drushes. But Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that there's only one. I'm Rabbi Shlokesh Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, "Meicha ka yalfis la? Where do you learn this halacha that the Yom Kippur is needs to separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before the avoda? Maybe Luim from the avodas and the avoda from the Meim Luim from the right from the Chanukah Zah Mishkan. So, one second, Imam Miluim kol akazu b'hem ma'akeh b'hem. By the Miluim, there's another din we're going to learn in a couple of days that all of the avodas, everything they did by the Meim Miluim was crucial, was ma'akev. If you missed one of them, so then it was no good. So now, if you learn, if that's the source for this halacha, so therefore, anything that's written by Yom Kippur should be ma'akev as well, should be crucial. And if you don't do something, right, so then you're lacking in the avodah and it messes it up. And if you'll tell me that, yeah, okay, that's true, so vatsnan, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Umatkinin lo kohen acher. We prepare a backup kohen gadol. Right, but v'lokatani mafrishin. But we don't separate this backup kohen gadol for 7 days before the avodah Yom Kippur. And so let's say you need to use him now. Right, you need to bring the backup in. Right, for whatever reason the kohen became tameh, Rechman al-Slan, he passed away or something. Now you need the backup. Well, he hasn't been separated for 7 days. So if you tell me you're learning from the miluim that every single halacha is crucial to the avodah, well, now you don't have the separation that you have for 7 days. So the Gemara says v'chitema mai metatke matkinin mafrishin. Well, if you tell me that fixing for 7 days, if matkinen means that you do have to separate him, so that doesn't make sense because that's a different word, right? Mafrishin, listen, o idi v'idi matkinen, o idi v'idi mafrishin. But you said mafrishin, you have to separate the kohen gadol for 7 days, and then you have to set up or prepare a backup. So why don't you use the same word twice? So it's clear that you don't separate the backup for 7 days. So Rabbi Yochanan actually doesn't respond to this question. It seems like a pretty good question. But he says, Ella Mar Mehecha Yalefla. Well, if you that's nice, but if you don't learn it from the Miluim, so where do you get it from? Right? So, again, the implication of Reish Lakish's Kasha is that he doesn't learn it from the Miluim. So where does he learn it from? So Amar Misinai. He learns it from the 7 days that Moshe prepared for to go up to Har Sinai. Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichaseyu ha'anan sheshes yamim, Hashem came on Har Sinai, the cloud covered Moshe for 6 days, Vayikra Moshe b'yom ha'shvi, and Hashem called to Moshe on the 7th day. So Michti says, 1 second, hold on, the Gemara says, K'siv Vayikra Moshe b'yom ha'shvi, my sheshes yamim. Right, so again, if Hashem called to Moshe on the 7th day, obviously he was there for 6 days before that. Right, so what do you need to tell me? It was 6 days, and then Hashem called him on the 7th. Right, that's obvious. So says Reish Lakish, Ze bana av. This creates a rule. Shekol anichnas b'machne shchina taon prisha shisha. That anybody who goes into the shchina, into the camp, let's say the Mishkan was the machne shchina. Anybody who goes in there needs 6 days prep. So Gemara says, 6 days prep? Right, Vanan Shiva Tanan. Where have you been? We're talking about 7 days. What's the 6 days business? So, Reish Lakish explains that Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Our Mishnah is actually Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, which we'll learn in a couple of days. Dechayish Latumas Beso. Because he's concerned for the Kohen Gadol, and we'll stop here with this line. He's concerned for the Kohen Gadol to be tame from his bias. What does that mean? So we said beso zu ishto. He says, if you look at the first Rashi on Dalam and Aleph, Shema im yizkak li ishto v'tira dam b'shas bia. Let's say the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, he sleeps with his wife, and Rechman Atzlan, she ends up unexpectedly she sees dam nida. So v'nimtza tame shivas yamim kimishmat bo'al nida. So the halacha is that someone who sleeps with a nida is tame for 7 days. Well, now the Kohen is tummy for 7 days, and now he just messed up. He can't do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So really, says Reish Lakish, you should prepare him for 6 days before. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says you extended one extra day just in case. We separated him from his wife one extra day to make sure, right, that scenario doesn't happen, and that would make him tummy for 7 days, including Yom Kippur, and therefore, right, it's an extra chumrah. But really, it should be 6 days. Okay, we're going to do a little bit more of this discussion tomorrow. It's Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.